Hello, and welcome to Sit Back and Listen. I love reading books to kids, so that's mainly what we'll be doing here, but that may change over time. If you happen to have the book we are reading today, feel free to go grab it and read along.
Pinkalicious and the Flower Fairy by Victoria Kahn.
By Grape Penelope.
Sure, by Grape Penelope.
I'm done with you. This is for ages 4 to 8.
I'm 5.
So you are between 4 and 8. So if we had more time, you could probably practice reading this book. But I'll read it for tonight. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I want a flower fairy to visit my garden, I said to my brother Peter.
What's a flower fairy?
You know Pinkalicious has all kinds of fairies and things.
I want a worm to visit my garden, Peter said. Yuck, I said. I sprinkled seeds over our gardens. Flower fairies love pink flowers, I said. Worms love mud, Peter said. I raked and watered my garden. Vroom, Peter yelled.
Mom?
Yes.
So, Pinkalicious looks, her face kind of looks right, but Peter's hair and his face does not even look right.
It looks the same as the TV show.
His face does, but his hair.
His hair looks a little different?
Yeah.
Okay. I worked hard on my garden. After 2 weeks, my seeds sprouted. There were little leaves, but no flowers. The next day it rained and rained. It rained for weeks. When the sun finally came out, I ran outside to see my garden. Now all my plants will bloom. There was a lot of green. Where's all the pink? I wondered. Zoom, Peter said. He drove his truck through his garden. He made rows with his shovel. Calling all worms, he said. Take a ride on my racetrack. I had an idea. I needed to show my flowers how to grow. I made tissue paper flowers and put them in my garden. Calling all flowers, I said. Bloom like these paper flowers. I waited all day, but nothing happened. How would I ever see a flower fairy without any real flowers? I was too sad to garden. The next day, Peter yelled, guess what I saw? Hint, it was pink. A worm, I groaned. No, Peter said, a flower fairy. No, you didn't. Did you? I gasped. A pink flower fairy? Why didn't she visit me? I said. My garden is better, Peter said proudly. I looked at his garden, and I looked at mine. Peter was right. I had to do something. I'm going to pinkify my garden, I told Peter. Then the fairy will want to visit me. Molly came over to help. We strung sparkly pink lights and shiny pink streamers. Yes.
Molly.
We added a pink parasol and set out pink fairy cakes. My garden was a pink wonderland. I put on music and Molly and I danced like fairies. It was very loud, very fun, and very pink. Still, the fairy didn't come. All we saw was a wiggly pink worm. Peter's hand.
I see it. Kept looking at that.
My mom looked out the door. It's time to clean up, she said. We began packing my pink belongings. Soon my garden was plain again. It was time for Molly to go home. We didn't see a fairy, I said. Molly gave me a hug. Don't be sad, she said. I sat down in the grass. A big weed tickled my foot. I pulled it out. Behind it was a pink flower. I pulled out more weeds. I couldn't believe it. My garden was beautiful. There were flowers hidden among
the weeds all along. I smelled a fragrant pink flower. Hello, said a little voice. I was nose to nose with a fairy. She was pink and shimmery. She had flower petal wings. I'm very glad you cleaned up your garden, she said. Now I have room to fly. Your garden is pink perfection, said the fairy. There's just one thing that will make it better.
That's newspaper.
Yes, like the game.
I'm trying to draw.
I knew exactly what that was. Fairy magic! I cheered. The fairy fluttered her wings. Sparkles rained down. More flowers grew and bloomed, making a beautiful arch. Wow, Peter and I said. Do you know what an arch is? Point to it. Correct. It was flower-tastic.
It was fantastic.
Peter's truck has flowers in the back. Look.
That's makeless. That's for when you're going to the end. That's for when you're going to the beach.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.